Oh my God, Liv. People are always coming to me asking how to make six figures as a life coach. And I'm like, what? Like, it's hard?
It's easy if you just go to class. To get our free class on how to make six figures in your coaching business, all you need to do is text the words six figures to 813-212-8869.
Again, text six figures to 813-212-8869 to get our free class on how to make six figures as a life coach today.
Now let's get back to the episode.
It's time to pick up the phone. Answer that call.
This call is your calling and you can't hide from it or ignore it.
That passion you have to help people and make a difference isn't going anywhere. You deserve to get paid and paid well doing work you love and changing lives.
Everything in your life has led you here, and now we're here to help you figure out how to make your destiny your reality.
Welcome to Six Figure Certified Coach, the podcast hosted by Inner Glow Circle.
IGC is an internationally accredited life coaching school created to take your existing professional skills paired with your life experience and turn it into a six-figure coaching business.
We've trained thousands of successful coaches, and now it's your turn.
Let's get focused, get real, and get you six-figure certified. Hi, everyone. Liv Chapman here, host of the Six Figure Certified Coach podcast by Inner Glow Circle or IGC Coaching School. And we are in season three, and this is all about direct support and direct action. Like we've been mentioning, I have brought back a fan favorite, Samantha Sinnott, and she is going to give us a lot of action today. How are you?
Let's go. I'm good. Let's go. This is going to be such a fun episode for me because we're going to be talking about money, and we're going to be talking about potential coaching business models that you can adopt and consider. And if you would have told me three and a half years ago that I'd be doing a podcast and the one that is the go-to for this inside of the company, I would have not believed you. There would have been, there's no way. So this is a full circle moment for me. So thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for being here and agreeing to come back yet again. And if you don't know, Samantha has multiple other episodes on our podcast, including her life story in season one, which I highly recommend. Sam is a graduate of IGC. She's moved up the ranks again and again because she truly is the best person to talk about money, to talk about sales. We also teach the six-figure sales course in IGC together. So if you're like, damn, I need to work with these women together, you can get on the wait list. It's not open yet. But it's innerglowcircle.com/closer because that's what you will become when you work with us. But Sam is an expert here. And I mean, I think a lot of people can be experts, but we like experts that have actually done the thing that they're talking about, right? We've talked about this before. We like people who, you know, can put their money where their mouth is. And Sam and I are going to talk today a lot about coaching business models. We'll share our own and how we got started and scaled our businesses. And then we also have some actual IGC student examples to go through. So whether you're thinking about becoming a trained coach, or you've done training, but you haven't started your business yet, or maybe you're a couple years in and you just haven't really been able to scale, there's going to be different business models for pretty much wherever you're at in your coaching business.
Yep. Let's get into it.
Let's talk about Little Baby Liv Coach first. So Little Baby Liv Coach started back in 2013. So literally 10 years ago, and there's been inflation. So maybe don't use my price points. But so I started my business in 2013, like I mentioned, and I started, of course, with pro bono clients because Little Baby Liv Coach was not confident. So we did about four pro bono clients before I was like, okay, I can charge for this. And at the time, the suggested rate for a single coaching session was about $150 an hour if you were trained and certified. I don't know what it is if you're not trained and certified, because we don't really, I don't know. I just don't really know. But I didn't feel good enough about that. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to start at $125. So when I first started my business, I was charging $1,500 for a coaching package. That looked like three payments or three monthly payments of $500, or 6 monthly payments of $250. Okay? I knew that every single client coming in was valued at, well, as a human, they're valued infinitely, but as a client, they're valued at $1,500. This made it very easy for me to figure out how much money I needed to make and to be able to ultimately set up a foundation that was scalable, because I had already quit my teaching job too. So I needed to know the numbers and I needed to be able to calculate how much money I was going to make. And at the time, I needed to make about $3,000 a month. Honestly, I was making less than that in take-home pay as a teacher with a master's degree. Don't even get me started on that. But that was my like must-have $3,000 a month. And I had 6 one-on-one clients and was making about $3,000 a month. Then I was like, oh, big time. I got to add something else. So I added on a really low-cost 4-week program. It was $100. My goal in launching this group program was really to gauge interest for like a more intensive group coaching program that I had planned to run. So I ran this with 10 people. It was $99, so about $1,000 all in. And then I converted 6 of them into a group coaching program at $400 a month, which brought my income up another $2,400 a month. We're doing some math here. $3,000 plus $2,400, $5,400 plus $1,000. $6,400, right? And honestly, at that point, I was like, I have a lot of people to take care of, a lot of clients to serve, so I need to up my rates. So shortly thereafter, my coaching packages started going up to, I think they went up to 600, and then eventually it went up to 850. That was kind of before I joined IGC and kind of shifted my career more into the training and IGC side of things. I was up to 12 clients who were paying me $850 a month. That was for 4 45-minute sessions, so weekly 45-minute sessions every single month. And I have that coming in at $10,200. And then I did have a little digital product. It was $99. The first month I launched it, I sold like 60 of them. But shortly after I trickled out, I didn't really spend ads or anything. So I was probably selling about 10 a month. But that's kind of the journey. That was the scaling journey of going from, you know, new coach that just needed to hit that foundational income and then hitting consistent 10K plus months. There you have it, folks.
Amazing. You're badass. The fact that you quit your job and literally just lived on a prayer and went for it.
I quit my job before I had any clients.
This is what I'm saying. Every time I hear that part of your story, I truly can't imagine. You are also a mom. And I just...
Well, no, listen to this part, Sam. I quit my job, moved in with my boyfriend, and got knocked up unexpectedly 3 months into this whole deal.
I knew you were pregnant. I thought that you had a kid already though. And you didn't.
No, I mean, my son just turned 8. So y'all do the math. Like this. Okay. 10 years ago, have an 8-year-old now. Yeah.
If there's a will, there's a mother way.
Well, I love my kids for more than just the fact that they force me in many ways to make, do you know how much Robux I have to buy? You probably don't even know what that is, but to the mothers out there,
Robux.
Girl. I mean, I would say that I credit a lot of my success to becoming unexpectedly pregnant, and I was able to hit 6 figures. And then you want to know what got me to the $1 million mark? Do you remember this? What happened a few years later? Once I had 2 kids.
I feel like I should, but I don't know why I'm blanking.
Kid's dad was cheating on me.
That's right. I was going to say the breakup. Like,
yeah, really the breakup.
The breakup. It really was the breakup that propelled you to be like, you know what? Screw that and screw you. Let's go.
I really do hate the I don't need no man or partner narrative. But when that partner or man or whoever is an energetic drain, and trust me, we have a great relationship now. He is one of my best friends. I have forgiven him. I don't know. Chalk it up to God. But when you are in a relationship that is energetically draining you, so much of the energy was going into like, what's really going on? I'm not really sure. I'm a new mom. I have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. And then when I was able to step out of that, it was like, bam, 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 like book deal, $1 million, traveling, flying out to LA to be on these podcasts. And all that to say is like, you can turn the biggest shit storms of your life into your biggest success if you choose to view it that way, because I've always thought that it happened anyway, right? Now, of course, I went to therapy and did some work. I'm not like completely a lunatic, but there's a lot that can open up when, you know, big, and I would say, I mean, some people would think getting knocked up unmarried and in a new relationship is bad. I don't think it's bad, but I think you can turn it into that and really become a victim of your story. And I just didn't want to. I was like, this is a sign that I got to go harder. And anyway, that was a little personal anecdote for how we pumped things up a lot of notches really quickly.
Yeah, I know there's going to be a lot of women that can relate to that, though. My story is quite different than yours. I did not start my business without a job. I started coach training while I was working well over 40 hours a week in the mental health field. And it was also at the very start of the global pandemic that I didn't know at the time when I enrolled for coach training that was going to be.
That was a little before we actually were in lockdown and everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Things were just starting to get a little questionable. And then as soon as I, you know, made the investment and signed up, it was like everything shutting down. And people are like, you started a business? Are you crazy? And I worked for the first year and a half of growing my coaching business. So that's kind of going to be kind of the angle that I share, because I also think many people don't have the ability, and for whatever reason, to just up and leave their job. That just doesn't feel like the option for them. And they are going to have to, dare I say it, hustle.
Yeah.
Hustle, strategic. I'm like, I feel like people are going to come for me and in the comments.
I agree. But, and just not to interrupt, although that's exactly what I'm doing, I will say when I quit my job, it was at the end of the school year. And there was probably about 5% of me that was like, if I can't get this thing going in 3 months, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go back to the classroom. So teachers, if you're listening, play that summer card and play it well. Maybe don't get knocked out, but play the summer card well. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you all will hear, Liv and I both had a strategy. Like, we didn't just make these decisions just willing. Like, we made the decision we were going to make the money back, and we put strategy into place. So, So when I started, I was working full time. On average, I was working about 4 hours on my coaching business a week, because that was literally all I could give.
Yeah.
The approach that I took was that I started with one-on-one clients, and I actually didn't start with pro bono clients because, again, well, if you listen to my episode back in 2021, I was in such a different space in my life when I recorded that, but I put the coach training tuition on a credit card. Not at the time, I didn't even know it was my highest interest credit card. I knew nothing about money, nothing, didn't look into any of it. Was just like, there's room on this, swipe. And I was like, I got to start making the payment, so I can't afford to see people for free. So I just went for it. I got my first client at $50 an hour. And I made the decision that by the end of the 6-month program, I was going to have at least one client paying at the international rate for coaching, which is $150 an hour, as Liv was saying, for a certified coach. So that was the goal. So I started at $50. Got a little bit more confident as the program went on, signed my second client at 75, got a little bit more confident, signed my third client at 100, got a little more confident, signed my fourth client at $150. So I was bringing in, I think the math for those people weekly, $1,500 a month from coaching.
Wow.
Again, like you, I have a master's degree, and at the time I was making in the low 40s, like 40,000 ish a year. Disgusting.
I hate that.
But the fact that I was, yes, after take home pay and everything like that, I was making a little over 3,000 ish a month, maybe 3,500. and I was making half of that from 4 hours a week. What? Yeah. I just remember.
And you liked it though.
Well, yeah, I liked it. And it bothered me. So this is what happened. I started getting bothered by the fact that I at the time couldn't do more. Like there wasn't, I needed to sleep. I needed to eat. There were just like, I needed to not work and just have a minute, take a beat to myself. And I started getting more and more frustrated the more that I fell in love with it and the more possibility that I saw. And the more that I saw the women in my cohort, I mean, I had a woman, shout out to Ashley Milkey, who quit her corporate marketing job month one into coach training because she felt so prepared. She quit and started coaching full time. And I was like, okay, if they can do it, I can do it. And that's been a big part of my journey is listening to stories like Liv and, you know, IGC's founder, Katie, like listening to the stories of women and seeing other women do scary things. I'm like, I'm getting in that line. So yeah. I then made a decision at the probably like month five of coach training, it's 6 months long, where I was like, okay, this has been a half a year and this is what I've created, about $1,500 a month. If I had more hours in the week, I could create this times 10. So then I made the decision that in 1 year, I was going to put in my notice at my full-time job. And I truly did. I finished in October of 2020. In October of 2021, I gave my employer a 3-month notice, a 90-day notice. I left my full-time job in January of 2022, January 17th. And I've been working in my business full-time ever since. I have since scaled. Of course, I have, because I have the time now. And like you were saying, the energy, I didn't even realize how drained I was until I wasn't doing that job anymore.
Right. And then you work your butt off in your business. Yeah. And you work a lot in your business. Like, we are not anti-hustle people, in case you didn't get the memo, but like, you still have time. Like, that's the whole thing. It's like, you like what you're doing and you have, I remember some days getting all of my work done. This was when I was like making 10K a month, like on pretty much on my own before I was really partnered with IGC at the level that I am now. And I remember almost feeling guilty some days that I was like done working and making three times what I was making in my teaching job.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I also remember having time to just do random errands and things in the middle of the day and walk into a store and there's hardly anybody there. And I'd be like, this is so bizarre. But yeah, I started at the one-on-one level. I created a group program with another woman in the inside of my cohort of coach training. We sold out that program six or seven times over the 2 years. Wow. We started with the model being 10 women, $800 per person for an 8-week program. So $100 a week, essentially. So that was 8,000. We split it down the middle. So that was 4K on top of my 1500. So now we're at 5.5. So now I had like exceeded my take home pay for my full-time master's level degree job. This is not, okay. Just very quickly. This is not to belittle or anything towards people that have graduate degrees, that the level of fortitude and grit and belief in the self that it takes to get through graduate school is beyond me.
Yeah.
But you can use that to create so much more is what we're trying to say. Like, if you can do that, you can do this. So just want to say that. Then after I had the group program, I was like, wow, I have 10 people plus like a few one-on-one clients. It's time to raise my prices because I'm filling things now. So for me, that's always been an inclination. When I can sell out of something, that it's time to like take it up a notch. So I went from making about $5,000 a month in the first, year, I guess, of my coaching business to now that I'm in it full time. On average, I make anywhere from 9 to 10K a month when I'm not in a heavy launch period. My highest months though have been 20K plus, and that's doing a little bit of one-on-one coaching at much higher rates. I have a membership, so this is a low ticket offer, but a high value offer where women can come, once a month, meet with me, get connected, get community, get coached. They get access to a portal with tons of resources. It's really low burden on my part. Like, it doesn't require a lot of me, but when I do sit down to do it, I'm giving a lot, if that makes any sense. So I have about 20 women in that. I do events now. Shout out to the party planning committee, which is a new thing we're doing in IGC. Showing women how to throw profitable coaching events. I throw events, and that's really fun. So that's something that I do to generate income. And then I also provide what I call like a luxe coaching experience, where I travel to people around the country and coach them in person. That is one of my highest ticket offers, but I do this a lot for business owners. But it has been a journey to get to that point. And I started with 4 one-on-one clients, starting at, again, 50, 75, 100, and then 150 an hour. So I had a different situation where I had very limited time and I had to make the most of it. I think ultimately the common thread between you and I is that we both made a decision that we were not going to fail. There were F-ups along the way.
We made the
conscious decision that we were not going to quit and that failing was not going to be an option. And we were not going to make any sort of failures our identity in the process.
Right. And now I feel like this would be sort of considered like this kind of delusional thinking, but I failed a lot of times. I still feel that some days are kind of a failure. Like, I bombed something, I missed something, something doesn't work the way I want it to. But I have never had a backup plan. I don't want one. Like Katie would always say, I took plan B off the table. And when you take plan B off the table and you truly energetically and action-wise commit to plan A, there's going to be days where you're like, oh, shoot. But there's going to be a lot more days where you're like, huh. Like, Sam, you're like, you still did. I have an idea for something new to sell. Bam, sold out. Okay. And that's what the fun part about business too is. It's like, you could scale back too. Like, we have had coaches who have been like,
I have to.
Yeah, huge months, so many clients. I actually had to scale back a little, but you have this transferable skill that any given day you can activate a new offer and make more money. I think to myself, my kids want to go on all these exotic trips. And I'm like, well, just have to sell a few more of those things. You know what I mean? But it's like, you have this ability to scale as big as you want to grow as big as you want to. And I think your story, just to go back, you all, Sam did this in 18 months. Like, it would have taken me 30 years to even, I mean, who knows how much the teacher scale has changed now, but I remember looking at it back in like 2013 and being like, oh my God, I can make $90,000 in 30 years. 30 years.
Yep. I mean,
I love teachers and I still want to go back some days and I substitute teach at my kids' school sometimes because I love it, but damn.
Yeah.
You only live once.
Life is short.
Yeah. Life is too short. Life is too precious.
Yeah.
And I know that there are people that are meant to have certain careers and God bless them. And we admire and we respect everyone. But if you are sitting there like, this shit just isn't for me anymore. I mean, I also think that like teachers and healthcare workers and anyone in like a service-based job is a great coach because they are like, I'm almost still blindsided by like how easy work is sometimes. Easy on my nervous system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I took us on another tangent, but.
Well, I feel like this is important because this is the thing that you and I connect on, is that we didn't grow up in families where money just was available and easy. And we didn't, well, I won't speak for you. I didn't grow up in a family where, like, I have a lot of privilege from my point of status as a white woman in this society and being cis and hetero and from that perspective. And my dad didn't even graduate high school. There was a period of my childhood where we were at my school. I was considered transient, which means I didn't have a, I'm going to get a little emotional because I don't talk about this a lot. I didn't have a permanent address. And I didn't realize that until I became a social worker. And so the idea that someone without a permanent address for 2 years in their childhood could get to a point where they're making $20K a month from 18 months of putting in the work and making a decision is beyond my level of comprehension sometimes. And I mean, it is not lost on me again that I was afforded different opportunities and different resources because of who I was born into this society as. And there is no way to get around the work that's required and the level of commitment that you must make. But please hear at least me loud and clear that this was not supposed to be my life. This was not supposed to be my life. And I grew up in an area where it's incredibly rural, lots of amazing, such hardworking people that I feel like really set me on this trajectory in a way, like seeing people literally bust their asses every single day, seeing my parents. My dad worked out of state and had to work away for most of my life in order to generate any sort of income. But I make more than my dad did in his entire 30-year career.
Yeah.
And he's not around to see that. He passed away when I was 23. And I think if he were to know, he would be like, what is going on? So we're offering these examples to really just try to paint a vision for you. But you have to believe that this is possible for you. Yeah. You have to believe and you have to create your own vision for yourself and actually believe that it could be a reality.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know that was going to come up. I don't talk about that a lot.
I know. But I do believe that that coming out is going to be the exact message that someone needs to hear, because we have this thing that we do where we exempt ourselves from opportunity sometimes. And sometimes it's because of who we are, how we look, where we came from, things that have happened to us. But I think that having evidence that someone who has maybe come from the same background as you was able to do this, and you know, you're not coming from wealth, you don't have a trust fund, you don't have a rich husband or partner, but you have done this on your own. And I think that also it points to having a hard or harder upbringing has its downfalls. Right? There's a lot of downfalls that come with that or obstacles, but it can also be the catalyst for breaking generational curses or doing things different. And I think my parents were very working class, like similar to how it sounds. Like my dad worked hard in like the HVAC industry, but there was never extra. And he instilled in us a lot of like hard work values, long hours, work hard. The only way to get what you want is to work hard. And I've actually, that served me as a beginning entrepreneur. That served the shit out of me, actually. Now that I think about it, I would wake up at like 4 a.m. to start working on my business. Like once I knew I was going to leave my teaching job. And because I took coach training in May, it went from March to May. IGC didn't exist yet, different program. And then I was like, oh my God, if I don't want to go back in September. So once I would like study my coaching stuff before I went to school in like June or whatever. But that experience served me a lot. And then I do think that also as you grow and also you realize that that's not the only way to be, you can let go of some of that and also learn to love your work and be able to generate income a little bit easier than our parents' generation had showed us.
And isn't that, especially for women, for many of us, that is our goal, is to just make it easier, whether it's on our kid or our partner or our parents. I mean, from there's just this natural servant-heartedness that we just have. And I feel like while we are talking about, we have put in the work and we've put in long days and long hours and had probably many sleepless nights between the two of us with coaching, there is a way to strategically hustle for a period of time and then enjoy.
Yeah.
Relax a little bit into it. And that's sort of the era that I'm in right now. I also had to get to that era a little quicker because I caregive for my younger brother. So I need to have a few months out of the year where I can generate income without going hard all the time. But I think the difference with coaching is that, like you said, on any given day, you can throw out something to your network and create more income. You can't always, you can't, most people can't do that at a standard 9-to-5. So that's why kind of hearing these models and figuring out what's going to work for you. First off, I want you to think about how much do you need to make? How much do you need to make? So just think about that and maybe write that down. How much do you need to make in a month? And then you work backwards. I feel like you and I are the masters of working backwards. But you work backwards and you can kind of strategically pick in place some of these different things that we're talking about to fit that. But then maybe in another season, I don't know, the holidays coming up, you're like, I actually need to add in another one-on-one client. Okay, do it.
Yeah.
Extra $600 a month. If you're, again, if we're just, we always use like the 150 as an average, but $600 a month, Christmas.
Yeah. Done. And the 150 average for trained and certified coaches, actually, that's like a good, that's a starting point. And I do want to reiterate that you don't have to start there. Like Sam and I both opted to start a little bit lower, me being free, her starting at 50. It's really up to you and whatever you can proudly and confidently say to someone who's interested. And also the 2022 ICF research came out and trained, certified, and credentialed. So you get certified and then you can get your credential through the International Coach Federation. The average rate there is up to 244. And I know coaches charging $500 a session. And I mean, it's really up to you. And like I said, what you feel confident with, but there is a place to start and you want to work backwards to get to that point. Like I was talking to a woman the other day who's interested in coach training and I said, well, how much money do you want to make? And she's like, well, I just would love to bring in like an extra $2,000 a month. And I was like, oh, well, you can probably do that in like 10 hours a week. Right? Like you were doing what, 4 hours or so a week, bringing in 1500. You got to know exactly what to do though. We're going to tell you in training exactly what to do, but let's give them a few other student examples. Cause I know it's going to get long.
Yeah. So we have an example of a career coach that's inside of our company. Just killing it. You know who you are. You know who you are. Selling, you know, anywhere from 6 to 12 week one-on-one coaching packages. This woman sells her business on TikTok, just doing little videos. And then she repurposes those to her Instagram. She doesn't even remove the TikTok watermark, which just makes me feel like she's a G because she doesn't even care. She's like, algorithm, what? I don't even care. I don't have time for that. I'm just going to move it over. She has built her business over the last couple of months. She graduated from coach training in the spring.
Okay.
She's bringing in almost, I think, to about 2,000, a little over 2,000 a month right now, strictly just selling on TikTok and selling one-on-one six to eight week coaching packages. She's in the process right now of creating either a membership or some sort of monthly support where people can drop in as a way for people to either transition out of the one-on-one container or transition into it. So it's kind of like a double.
Cause she ended up to like 12 or 13 clients, I think. And then was like, what do I do now?
Yes.
So I will say she graduated in the spring of this year and quit her job. What, June or July? So it's been like a couple months,
2.5 months. Yeah. Like right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is, again, a lot of our students start at the one-on-one model because that's where we feel like the confidence can really come and grow. And then, again, this is just, I'm painting broad strokes. Many of our students, once they get enough one-on-one clients or they feel confident, then they scale it to some sort of a group offering. Because you can make more and work a little bit less in a group. You have more people in. It's a benefit to the clients because maybe the rates are a little lower because it's not all one-on-one support. Yeah. But then they move to a group offering and maybe that group is weekly or bi-weekly. And then they get so many people in a group, they're like, well, I can't have a group this big. So then maybe they shift to a membership. So yeah, it just kind of evolves over time. So that's a career coach. Do you want to give another example?
Yeah. And we did not ask these women permission. So that's why we're not giving them or giving you all their names. But these are coaches that we've either worked with. They're all graduates of IGC and people that we've worked with in other places, or they've been on the show before, including this next one. A spirituality empowerment coach. So this is a little bit more basic how she does her. So she does these free monthly events. She promotes a free monthly event every single month to build her list, to build her following. And they're super value packed. Like, you walk away with something. They're always full. So she's averaging 5 one-on-one clients at $1,200 a month. What's the math on that? Like 6K? Mm-hmm. And then she's got a bunch of different like group offers too. So I, again, like Sam said, a lot
of coaches, does one of like little one-offs, like
one-off intuitive
readings and things like that, which are really fun. And I think for what she does, it gives people like an immediate result and they're like, oh my gosh, I need more of this.
Yes, so, exactly. Business coach example.
Yes. So one of the women who is a business coach right now has, again, focused primarily on one-on-one clients. So has about 12 individual clients at $1,000 a month.
So that's like $250 per session. She's like right at that average.
Yeah. So that's $12K a month from that.
And she did graduate a couple years ago, but again,
a couple years ago. Segment. Yeah.
You can't see that kind of return in the stock market. I mean, maybe if, I mean, we'll talk stocks another day. Let's not go there because I know you and I could go down that rabbit hole too. But yeah, this is the kind of thing that's possible. You have to work. You have to know what to do. We will tell you that. But if you, this is possible. Marketing coach. This is a marketing coach that graduated a few years ago. She only sells group stuff now. And she posts a lot about her numbers. So you could probably find this easily. But last group coaching, I guess you'd call it a group coaching. It's a large group coaching, 125 students or members at about $400 a month.
Yeah.
Do you know what that math is?
No.
$50,000.
That's stupid, to be honest. It's just absolute insanity that.
Hello. Welcome to the, and you know, that's like the almost $1 million club. If you're averaging 50, you're not quite there. 600,000 a year, but hey, raise your hand if you want $600,000 a year. Hello. You got to be doing a lot of marketing, and I don't want to downplay the work that goes into, especially the scaling these larger offers. But if you are consistently building your community, even if that only means, listen, I took over the company's TikTok a couple weeks ago, and we're sitting in our monthly meeting or our weekly meetings and we have to do our KPIs. Yeah. Go follow me on TikTok. I'm trying. I'm a late adopter, everyone. Late adopter. Didn't say early. Got on Threads early and already gave that up. I was bored. Who was it? But I'm like, our goal is to get 25 new followers a week. Like, we're not paying for ads on there yet. I got to see what that machine will do for us. But you know, like, set some goals like that. If you're building your community or your email list or your following, even by 25, 50 people a week, you are going to grow.
There's no way you wouldn't.
You are. Well,
my Instagram was like 200 followers in coach training. The only photos that were on it were my dog, food.
And like weird and old nature. Filters and stuff.
Oh, it's so bad. I've archived most of those, but I could unbury some. I didn't know how to use Canva. Nothing. I had nothing. And I just was like, again, I'm just going to keep putting it out there. I'm just going to keep showing my face. I'm just going to keep actually reaching out to people that I feel like could benefit from coaching and throwing it out there. I didn't have at the time. Again, I was in my first couple months of coach training. I didn't have high level sales skills.
Right.
The only skill that I had was just being myself, really. And I think for many of you, if you were to take your full authentic self and just add in some strategy and just a little more training, you could create whatever income in your business that you desire. You could create whatever offers that you want and people would buy them.
Yeah.
You have to have both as a business owner. You have to have both. So hopefully you feel inspired just hearing some of these different, some of the numbers, hearing some of the different programs, seeing what people are actually charging, because we get that question a lot. What do you charge? What do you charge? I started at 50. You started at zero.
Yeah, I started at zero. Yeah.
Start from the bottom.
I hope you all find inspiration and in service of keeping everything very action oriented for you. We gave you a lot of numbers. We gave you a lot of information. If you listen to this on double speed, I'm sorry, your brain is probably fried. Go back and listen to it again on regular. And we're going to give you a little gift. So go to innerglowcircle.com/6, S-I-X, like the number. We are going to give you the free 6 Ways to Six Figures workbook and the video training that goes with it. Okay. This goes through 6 different business models. You could choose one of them. You could combine all of them, but it's going to give you some numbers. It's going to give you some breakdowns, and it's going to give you an actual worksheet to be able to devise or create or recreate or redesign your business model in a way that gets you re-inspired and gets you selling the services that are not only going to make you the income you want, but are actually going to make you happy day to day.
That's the most important thing. It is.
Everyone's living for the weekends. And I'm like, I actually like the work week better. Mm.
Love working on a Saturday morning. I think I told you that the other week. My Saturday morning, because there's like nothing that I have to, like, there's no meetings, there's nothing I have to do later on, but it's like,
oh my God, it's like free creative time. I love it.
Yeah. We just want y'all to fully enjoy your life. And coaching is one way that we found to find harmony with both, like having a job and a career that gives you purpose, but also just having free time to do whatever else that it is that you want. So yeah, hopefully you feel inspired. And thanks for coming with me on this journey. There was nothing planned about my little emotional breakdown. But you know, when it comes to money, it's that deep for me. And it's that deep for a lot of people.
It is.
So if you need support because it's that deep for you, we got you. Go get the workbook. Start there. Start at something that's going to cost you $0. Start there. Start making a plan. And then book a call with one of our advisors and let us hook you up. Let us help you.
Yeah. Wow. This was fun. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
I really love this conversation, and I hope you all get inspired to go do that thing and create the thing you wish existed. And if you don't want to do it alone, I never did. I never could, truly couldn't. Hit us up. See you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Let's face it. The world needs you, and your clients are waiting.
This is the year you make it happen and become a six-figure certified coach doing exactly what you were called to do.
If you loved this episode, give us a 5-star review and share it with someone else who's ready to make moves and answer their calling.
We can't wait to see you next week and help you make your first or your next 6 figures as a certified coach.